living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So are you losing sleep? Are you having a hard time getting to sleep? Or maybe you wake up in the middle of the night? Well, you could also be losing brain cells. That's according to the latest study. Researchers from the University of Pennsylvania placed mice on different sleep schedules to study the effect it had on their brains. And what they found was somewhat surprising and quite alarming. Not only did this lack of sleep prove to be damaging overall for their body, the outcome itself was seemed to be really bad for the brain. Yeah, so there's a lot of damage going on in your brain when you're not sleeping. So let's talk about that. Turns out, based on this study, again, from the University of Pennsylvania, I got it right here. Here's the headline that they wrote. Lack of sleep increases oxidative stress and kills neurons. That doesn't sound good. Lack of sleep increases oxidative stress and kills neurons. Researchers, as I said, they placed these mice on different sleep schedules, right? So you had some mice who mirrored the sleep patterns of shift workers. Basically, they were kept up for long periods of time when they weren't used to it. It's kind of what shift workers go to, especially when you first start working at night. The other group of mice, they were allowed to sleep normal. And then the third group was kept up past their typical sleep schedule for a short period of time. So here you had a group of mice mimicking shift workers who often are significantly sleep deprived. You have a group of mice that were just sleeping normal. Sounds like the group you want to be in. And then another group who they disrupted their sleep for short periods of time. So three separate groups of mice. The group that experienced short-term sleep deprivation, where they just kind of woke them up on occasion, produced, and this is important, short-term sleep deprivation, that third group of mice, when that happened, they produced a protein from a gene called sirtuin type 3, SIRT type 3. That, maybe you've heard me talk about the sirtuins on other shows, that is an anti-aging gene. SIRT3 is a gene that is turned on under stressful situations, and it is the protein that this gene produces, because all genes make protein eventually, right? This gene, this SIRT3 gene, produces a very strong antioxidant protein for the brain. So short periods of sleep deprivation, you know, you're sleeping, someone wakes you up, you go back to sleep, maybe that repeats for a couple weeks, you will produce, if you're like a mouse, and guess what, we're like rats and mice, it is what it is, we're a lot like those animals, you will produce SIRT3 gene function, you'll turn it on. That's an important gene for protecting your brain against antioxidants. So that's okay, but here's where it gets bad. The mice that were like the shift workers, they didn't turn on that SIRT3 gene at all. It was significantly reduced, and that those mice acting like the shift workers showed a lot of damage to brain cells. And specifically, the researchers noted that the damage in the brain cells from this extensive lack of sleep, not just periodic, but extensive lack of sleep, was in an area of the brain called the locus coeruleus. Locus coeruleus. This is the brain area that controls alertness and cognitive function. Matter of fact, mice that were in this shift worker group, if you will, with these long periods of sleep deprivation, they lost approximately 25% of the neurons, the brain cells, in the locus coeruleus. So their alertness is way down, their cognitive function was way down. So according to this study, the mouse brain can handle, and again, remember, we're like mice, we're like rats, it is what it is. According to this study, the mouse brain can handle short periods of sleep deprivation and even has mechanisms in place to protect itself. That's the SIRT3 gene. However, chronic sleep deprivation, like shift workers, didn't work so well. They weren't able to kick in those important protective SIRT3 3 genes. So their brain was exposed to a lot of oxidative stress from the sleep deprivation, and there was a lot of damage. And these mice couldn't think very clearly. They couldn't do their little mazes very well. And probably the same thing is going to happen to humans. So don't take sleep for granted. Losing a couple hours of sleep occasionally is probably not going to hurt you, but chronic sleep deprivation could potentially damage your brain. Yeah, damage your brain. Also, making up for lost sleep during the weekend is probably not going to help much. You know, especially if your sleep deprivation is chronic. Now, if you are having just a rough week at work and you haven't been sleeping well on Tuesday night and Thursday night and Friday night, you know, catching up on your sleep over the weekend there might help. But when it comes to significant sleep deprivation, if you really are dealing with insomnia, if you're a shift type worker, trying to catch up on your sleep on the weekend is really not going to help. So here are some tips that I want to give to the listeners that will help you to sleep better, okay? Protect your brain. We have to be able to think throughout our lives, right? We got to protect our brains. So here's some tips. Number one, no electronics past, say, 9 o'clock at night. Yeah, turn the TV off, turn the computer off, put the smartphone away. Don't check your email. Rutgers University did a study and showed that checking email is as stimulating as a cup of coffee. Turn that kind of stuff off. Turn the electronics off. Get under some low lights. That's going to allow cortisol to drop and melatonin to increase. You're going to feel better. You're going to be more calm. Read a book. Your brain's ready for sleep now, and things are going to be a lot better. You know what? Have the same sleep cycle every day, Monday through Monday, right? If you know, try to go to bed at the same time and try to get up at the same time, regardless of what day it is. That's very important. Why is that important? Because your sleep and stress hormones in your body, and we'll say melatonin's the main sleep hormone, cortisol is the main stress hormone. These two hormones are based upon rhythms. They're called diurnal rhythms. They go up at certain times of the day, they come down at certain times of the day. If you have an erratic sleep schedule, these two sleep hormones and stress hormones are also going to be erratic. That really doesn't allow you to have good restorative sleep. So try to have the same sleep schedule every day. Here's one that you may not like, or maybe you will like. Your bed is only for two things, sex and sleep. That's it. Do not eat and watch TV in your bed. Don't read a book in your bed. Your bed should be for two things, sex and sleep. So if you're not having sex and you're in your bed, your brain's going to go, ah, I must be sleeping since I'm not having sex. Because whenever I'm laying here, I'm either having sex or I'm sleeping. So if I'm not having sex, I must be going to bed. And you'll go to sleep faster. You watch. So those are only two activities you could do in bed, sex and sleep. Try the low lights at night. That's going to help melatonin come up. And here's the thing. Right when you get up in the morning, if you're blessed enough to be able to get up and the sun's already risen a little bit, go outside or at least look out the window and allow that natural light to hit your eyes. The natural light, when it hits your eyes, helps to reestablish those normal diurnal rhythms of melatonin and cortisol. When the natural light hits your eyes, melatonin drops nicely, cortisol comes up, and now you're ready to take on your day. So those are some good tips for getting a better night's sleep. You can try melatonin, that's fine. I like decaf green tea because there's an amino acid in there called theanine that's good for sleep. Lemon balm, valerian root, GABA. There's all kinds of sleep supplements, but they're going to work better if you follow some of these tips. And remember, we need to do this because if you lack of sleep, it's not good for your brain. Oxidative stress goes up. Brain cells are damaged, especially in that part of the brain that's important for cognition. So you're not going to be thinking as clearly as you get older. Get the sleep you need. Try some of those tips. Put the supplements on top of those tips, and you watch. Very soon, you'll be sleeping better. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.